Salam Yehuda. Sorry for the delay.
Thank you, Buna, for coming.
We forgive you.
Are you escaping? What for me, Alwad? It's a damn khalita. مش فاهم هو. على فكرة this was recorded here. Didn't. What you did, you said. I understood from Nadine that you need just a question about forgiveness and forgetting. Yeah. مش كده؟ Number one, to forgive is something not only we need, but also we benefit of. Because if I don't forgive, my heart will not be clean anyway towards the people who hurt me or did wrong with me. And I find myself not able to forgive them. So it will a little bit darken my heart. My heart will not be pure, not clean. And also number two, I will not be, unfortunately, worthy for the forgiveness of sins, because the Lord put it as a condition. If you don't forgive those who hurt you, you will not be forgiven. Number three will be liars. Because when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. If I don't do that, then I am a liar before the Lord. Tens of times during the day. How many times you say the Lord's Prayer? Many times during the day. So, number one, it's not only to need, but to benefit of. Number two, it will affect the cleanness of my heart and purity. Number three, I will prevent myself from benefiting of the forgiveness of my sins and my iniquities and my weaknesses for free from God. Okay? To the forgetting. Does it mean that I have to forget? Not only to forgive. This needs the definition of forgetting. What is the definition of forgetting?
Hello?
Do you know? How can we define forgetting? Is the forgetting is to delete permanently from the part of my mind what happened completely and to be like I'm unconscious? Is it the meaning of forgetting? Completely no. Even in your computer, when you delete something, it goes to the
trash.
Right? So what happens against me or with me is stored in my mind. But the difference between forgetting the effect of the event and forgetting it as a history happened in my life, one day, this is the meaning. I still remember that X or Y did so to me, but the bad reaction in my mind or the bad trying of revenge because of what had happened to against me is gone. This is what we mean with forgetting. Forgetting does not mean إنها completely insulated or wiped. يعني wiped completely from my mind. No one can do that. Unless بقى I go to the بعيد عنكم بقى اللي بيجي له إيه بقى Alzheimer or something like that. So long we live and we have mind, the mind stores every event happens to my mind. However, not every time I meet him, I will remember what he did to me. He didn't. Did
what did you do?
It's just an example. You know. So not every time I meet with him, I say, ah, this is Ab who did so and so and so and against me. Then this is not forgiveness. I'm still remember not only the event, but the effect of the event in my mind. Solve the problem. So when I say I forgive and forget, means from my mind, I forget it in the meaning that when I meet Marianne and greet her, nothing jumps to my mind with what happened from my mind, Marianne against me. However, it's stored. It's stored in my mind. No one can control it. No one can control it. I have faith.
Quick question. I think even before any you came, we were always discussing in terms of the actions from somebody else to me. So how about like between me and myself? Like if I hurt somebody emotionally or physically, or I caused any sort of trouble to somebody else. So now it's, do I forgive myself? Maybe do I forget and forgive what I did? If I see that person in front of me every day, like I hit somebody with a car, let's say, and then that person gets a disability and can't walk anymore, and I see him every day, like let's say at work or in any place, how can I forgive myself, or how can I forgive like the effect, or don't remember even the effect, even though I see the actions of my, like sorry, the reactions are the result of my bad actions every day.
Yes.
How can I do that?
Yeah, this is my fault.
Yeah.
If he forgives me or she forgives me completely, I will not mention it to me. So, as the Lord does to me, it's the same. It's the same. I commit sin against the Lord. Right? I repent, confess, receive the Holy Communion, open a new page. Is it supposed from me every time I pray that I remember everything I have done against the Lord? Do I remember everything? No. I just remember that I am weak. I just remember that I could fall in the sin against, maybe in the same sin. That's why St. David, the prophet, said, my sin is in front of me every time, so as not to forget that one day I committed sin. One day I looked at the woman. So I have to be alert and control my eyes so as not to look by any ways to any woman, to any girl in the same way I did. I take the mind of David the prophet, so as to avoid to fall in the same sin against. But also in the same time, I say, I have sinned in heavens and in front of you. You forgave me already. My relationship with you, whom I hurt, is now good. So I should not feel guilty every time I see you guilty. But the only thing is to be alert not to do it again, not to hurt him again, not to hit him by my car to make him disabled again or any other person disabled again. But at the same time, I have to go ahead. Otherwise, I will feel in what we call desperation, desperate of my life. I will not have any hope to repent or to correct myself whatsoever. Okay? Yeah.
I was just talking in a point before you came. I want to please correct me or confirm that for them about the difference between forgiving and forgetting. And I give them an example. If someone, for example, hates Christians, hates the to hear the name of the cross or the name of the Lord, and being crazy and acting bad to me all the time, I forgive them from my heart. I try to help them if they need help. But is that doesn't mean that I forget that they are this type, that I don't make a relation and continue doing like normal, going out with them and all this stuff. I don't forget that I cannot make peace with everybody. I try, but it doesn't mean that I will succeed. So there is a difference between forgiving and forgetting. And even the Lord forgives our sins that we repent. That means He wipes it off. But He doesn't forgive and forget the sins that we don't repent.
It depends on the nature of the mistake that happened between me and the other. Not every sin, not every mistake, not every fault. For example, if I am offended from someone, and this one led me to a bad life, bad behavior, bad action, okay? I was in trouble. Police accused me, cheated. He led me to cheat in the exam. I was caught. And I lost the exam. For example, this is something I have to be alert not to deal with him again. I forgive him, but not to deal with him again. But if something happens from him to me or from here to me, something forgettable and forgivable. Forgettable and forgivable at the same time. So I should not break my friendship with him. He is not a bad person. He is not an offensive person. So I can continue. Suppose, مثلاً, I give you a simple example. مثلاً, my computer. مثلاً, مش بيشتغل. It's not working. أديته إيهاب. إيهاب شو تجد في الكمبيوتر. بس he cracked the computer. But accidentally. It's not the end of the world. Yes, I will forgive him, but at the same time I will say, never give him computer again to do it. No, I can't do that. Because if I do that, it means that I maybe forgive him or forgave him, but not forgetting that he did that to me. So anyway. But if he does something hurtful, which leads me, the first example, to commit sin, no, avoid. Avoid the relationship with him completely. Completely, because he is an offensive person to you, who will hurt your spiritual life. You understand? So that's how to solve the problem between, or the balance between forgiving and forget. Nardine.
When we were little, we used to have this picture, better a lot of people had it. It was like God, and it was, when I forgive, I forget, and it was a big smile.
Yeah.
I think that's where a lot of this comes from, is that we assume that He forgets. And before you walked in, we were talking about, does God actually forget? Like, once we confess and you prayed, or the Father of Confession has prayed the absolution, God is all-knowing, so does He forget, or what does it mean that God forgets?
When we say that God forgets, yani, spiritually, theologically, heretic. Because the Lord, the mind of the Lord is not under the circumstances like ours. God never forgets means the mind of God is unlimited, doesn't come under the time, no past, no present, no future. He is always before the beginning and after the end, if we can say after the end, is the same. So the mind of the Lord, as a Lord, theologically, we cannot say God forgets, but we can say with the meaning, he will not mention it to us again.
So we're not accountable not for it on judgment.
No, forgets. We will not say it again. Will not say, "Oh, Sammy, yes, you repented in 1912 about the sin. I still remember that you did. You did it in 1916." He never does that. If he doesn't say that, it does not mean that the Lord forget it. No. The Lord does not forget in this meaning, but he will not mention it to me so long I repented, confessed, and started the new life. Yes, Emmy.
I think something that actually my father told me yesterday, we went to but anyways, you're saying like as the Orthodox, like the language we use and the words we use are so specific, and sometimes like the English language doesn't translate well or doesn't do justice to what God means. Because he was saying, like, for example, he gave us this example, like, can God create a stone so heavy that he couldn't lift it?
No. Oh yeah, that.
Like things like that where we're. Like it, the statement, can God create a stone so heavy that he can't lift it?
That he can't lift it?
That God cannot lift it.
But he can do everything.
These are things like when we get caught up in language and silly things like that, he explained that God, God doesn't go against his nature. So like we can't say that God, because God, we know God can do anything, but can God be evil? No. Can God like things like that, like that's what I mean by there's things like I want to correct me if I'm wrong, but we can't say like God can be evil. We say God can do anything, but God is not going to go against his nature and his being. So when we say, I think when we say that God forgives and forgets, he's not going to go against his nature of being the unconditional loving God that he is. And like Abuna said, like say, well, you did so and so this day, and you did so and so that way. He's gonna like wipe your slate. Like he still knows what you did, but you get that clean start when you confess and you repent. Like,
yeah,
it's like when you're running in the marathon, that marathon example, and you fall, you don't start from the beginning. You just get up and you keep going to the finish line.
I think to me, when we say God forgets, we don't mean it theologically, like Abuna explained it, but it means that God doesn't act with us according to the sins we have committed in the past, because his mercies and his gifts are ever before us every single day. Though I sinned yesterday, I'm sinning probably today, and I'm going to be sinning tomorrow. But he forgets in the mean of, he doesn't hold that against me, okay, when he deals with me. The sins that I've committed doesn't hold God from extending gifts to me today and forever. Because he, as if he wiped the sins I have done in the past. So that's what I understand by forgetting.
And this point is going with the nature of God, and also we can do the same. How? If I forgive you, I will serve you in whatever you ask me to do. I will not deal with you according to the mistake. I say, okay, I forgive you. But خلاص, انت من سكة وانا من سكة. I can't say that. If you need my help, I hurry to you to help you. If I do that, then under the term of forget, I did it. I forget it. Because I still deal with you, I serve you, I help you, I have a good relationship with you, so long I forgive you. But in my mind, I still remember that you did that. Exactly. But okay, one day you did that to me, I forget it. Yeah.
If I may give you an example, because the Bible is full of virtual aids, if you like to say, and we find these virtual aids happened in the Old Testament, because it's full of the symbol that our church is currently using to explain theological things that is higher than our mind to understand. So, you see this pencil in my hand. Everybody sees this pencil?
Got it.
Okay. I put it on the table, you can see it. when I put this piece of paper on top of it. Do you see it?
No. Mm.
This is what we do in the week of Pascha. Pascha means Passover. If we go back to the forgiveness of the Lord by shedding his blood on the cross, God tried to explain that in a virtual aid in the Old Testament to his people. How? You know the tabernacle? What was inside the tabernacle? The law. The sin is breaking the law. On top of the tabernacle is a cover. The high priest goes inside the Holy of Holies once every year with the blood of the
sacrifice,
and he put only one drop on top of the cover of the tabernacle and seven times around. Why he put one on top and many around? The one on top, if you remember the shape of the tabernacle where the cherubim is looking down, looking at the righteous of God, this is what you did, what you broke the law. Just the shed of blood, it's once for God to cover your sins. He will not remember it. He mean, as I will explain to us, he will not remind you of it again. You repented, you confessed, it is wiped off, it is covered. What we have, why we have these many drops of blood around, exactly as Abuna explained to us, because our mind, we cannot really wipe off things. For God, it's enough once. I forget you, I forgive you. I covered it up, I am not seeing it again. I look to you through Jesus, you are pure. But for us, yeah, we forgive, but we keep not really forgetting. That's why the drops of blood around is for us. Remember, you are saved. You are covered. These drops outside is for us, it's not for God. So we are limited. That's why there are still things in our mind, but God covers our sins. So this is a simple way without going into playing with word or going deep into
theology.
Correct me, Abuna, if...
La, mazbut, to continue, one of the signs that you forget, that you deal with the person, try or train yourself to deal with him as much as you can normally. If you forgive him, and then if you forget what he has done against you, forgetting the meaning of yani, not mentioning it to him, one of the signs is to deal with him normally. Otherwise, life will not go into that singles. And then some of us are married. If this happens between me and my wife once, what I would forgive, what I forget, if I apply it, خلاص, your marriage, my marriage life will be destroyed completely. Because as a husband and wife and children in the house, many problems happen, many afflictions happen, many events happen, even daily. If I remember everything, if I forgive my wife, خلاص, I forgive her. I don't mention it again. I don't remind. Mishallah, remember last year when you did. وتقولي, oh wow, أنت before the end, وتبدأ سوء. تخيلوا. Imagine that it could happen. مش ممكن. Here is the difference between forgiving and forgetting in the concept of to deal with the others, not according to their deeds to me, but according to my forgiveness to them. And this is what we ask the Lord every time, according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins. If we say that to God, we have to say it to each other. Yes.
Yeah, I also wanted to ask, because before you came here, when we were discussing this, like, Nardine brought up a scenario in which if somebody wanted to go somewhere, and you had a car, like, I'm going to do the car thing, like, and then you'd give them the car, so they can do whatever, so they can go to their place. But then they go in with the car, and they crash the car. And then you learn the reason they crashed into the car, they had a car accident, was because the person you gave it to was texting. They were texting on their phone, right? So then you forgive them, it's fine, you know, you move on. But then they want to do it again. Like, they want to use your car again, and then you say, yeah, sure. And then this exact same thing happens. Car accident because they're texting. And this happens a few times, but then you learn, you know? You get that behavior because you know what they're going to do next. And then the next time, they come to you and they ask, can I use your car? But then you know that there's a high chance that they're probably going to crash it again because they were texting and driving. So what do you do then? Like, how do you forgive and forget in that example?
You talked about learning. Like, I was trying to say you need to learn. So if I have a bad friend, and last week we did a debate about if I have a bad friend who always asks me for money and then I find out they're doing drugs.
Yep.
And then the same thing. That's fine to forgive them, but I said, I think, and then somebody had said, well, we're not stupid. Like, we have a brain for a reason. So I think maybe we're having a hard time distinguishing between I forget versus I'm going to use it as experience.
Yeah, as experience I do it. I tell you something personal. One day I crossed for a certain reason, Yanni. I crossed the red light in less than a second. In a crossing, yeah, and it happened years ago. Every time I come to this, every time until you today, every time I come to this traffic light, I say, oh. Yeah, sometimes I wait for about 10, 20 seconds after the, to make sure that it became green. So we learn, like what Nardine, we learn from our experiences. And as Fadi said, I learn also. If I hurt someone, I have to be alert, with not for this one, but for everyone not to do it again. So, يعني أنا مش مزعلني الفاين اللي زعل اللي دفعتها. I'm not يعني I was worthy to pay this fine, but at the same time I confess to you that I never forget that every time I go to this intersection I say here I did something wrong. Here be alert. That's why في واحد من القديسين بيقول remember where you have sinned and and repent. يعني اذكر remember when you have يعني we have fallen and repent. ال point اللي انت وقعت فيها لا remember مش يما يعني but don't remember the details of the sin so as not to be tempted from Satan to drag you again to the same feeling and you may fall. You may fall. This is what we call entailing death. The remembrance of evil entailing death. How was that? Yes, I'm sure.
What I was trying to say, like, just say, I'm going to use your example. Why not use another traffic light? Why go through that traffic light every time? Like what, like Abel said about the guy in the car. Why not? Why don't you just say no to the guy next time? But not
probably this traffic light is in your way to your work every day. You cannot avoid it. But if it is an offensive, I gave you an example of a traffic light. But if your question about something you were offended of, and you are able not to go to this street again, don't go. Don't go. If you are offended with a bad scene, bad event, bad any haga, any anything in a certain place, don't go to it again. Ah, yes. Learn from that and don't go to it again. Thank you very much for your
thank you.
God bless you all. I have